بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم، ما بعد. قال الله تعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. وقال تعالى: من كان يريد العاجلة عجلنا له فيها ما نشاء لمن نريد ثم جعلنا له جهنم يصلاها مذموما مدحورا. صدق الله العظيم. والآيات في الباب كثيرة معلومة. Continuing with the introduction of the chapter, the verse of the Quran which we began the discussion yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with qasam and with oath says, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ, that then by my qasam you will be questioned on that day with regards to the bounties which we showered upon you. What are the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that particularly we will be questioned on in the hereafter? Obviously, from the tone of this verse, لَتُسْأَلُنَّ, you will be questioned. And hisab and reckoning will take place with regards to this. Ulama kiram, some mufassirin of the opinion, they are those bounties which illa mashallah, generally human beings tend to fail to acknowledge and realize the value of these ni'mats and bounties until it is too late. It's mentioned about Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah that once he compiled a book of ahadith. He was a great scholar and a great mujahid. He compiled a book of hadith in which there were 40,000 ahadith. And then Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah said that there is one hadith that if we practice upon this, it is equivalent to practicing upon 40,000 ahadith. So when his students asked him that what is this hadith that you are referring to, he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ni'matan maghboonun feehima kathirun minan nas as-sihhatu wal-faragh. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are two ni'mats and there are two bounties concerning which kathiru minan nas, majority of humanity, will be oblivious. They will fall into a deception. They will fail to realize the value and the importance of these two ni'mats and bounties until it is too late. What are these two ni'mats and bounties? As-sihhatu wal-faragh. One is health. One is health and the other is free time. We find that more often than not, we got up this morning with our health intact. We are able to breathe in the fresh air which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us. With absolute ease, we were able to make istinja, we were able to perform wudu. With ease, we were able to walk, or in some instance maybe drive to the masjid and thereafter walk. With ease we were able to perform our salah. This is such a great ni'mat and bounty, and there are so many that are deprived of it. But unfortunately, very few of us would have reflected on this. Very few would have realized the value of this ni'mat of health which Allah has given us. The value of this ni'mat of free time which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, two ni'mats and bounties, majority of humanity, till it is too late, won't even realize the value of it. As-sihhatu wal-faragh, your health and free time. So, ulama ikram of the opinion, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ, that Allah Ta'ala says, we will question you on that day with regards to our ni'mats and bounties upon you. They say, هِيَ الْفَرَاغِ, it is free time. Time which Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gave you as an amanat, which you are supposed to utilize to earn your akhirat. Unfortunately, when we have the time, when we have the opportunity, many of us waste it in other activities and feel that we will recoup later on, or later on we will make tawbah and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah protect us. In many instances, it is too late. All of a sudden, Allah ta'ala takes this ni'mat and bounty away from us. Another opinion ulama ikram give, they say, هُوَ الْمَاءُ الْبَارِدُ فِي الصَّيْفِ وَالْحَارُ فِي الشِّتَاءِ. It is cold water which Allah gave you in the hot months, and it is warm water which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you in winter. The fact that Allah Ta'ala has showered you these ni'mat, these bounties, has given you such ease and accessibility to these things. They say this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to question you about. In another riwayat it is mentioned, أَوَّلُ مَا يُسْأَلُ الْعَبْدُ مِنَ النَّعِيمِ, that the first ni'mat and bounty which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to question you about on the day of judgment, Allah ta'ala will say to you, أَلَمْ نُصَحِّ جِسْمَكَ وَنُرْوِكَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ الْبَارِدِ, Allah ta'ala will say, did I not give you health? Did I not ensure that the limbs of your body are functioning correctly? What did you do with the health? Did you serve me or did you use that period of your life to break my commands? So Allah will ask you, أَلَمْ نُصَحِّ جِسْمَكَ, didn't we give you health? Didn't we give you to drink cool water? How great a ni'mat just the ability to drink water is and its accessibility is. How many people there are, every day they want water, they have to go into the jungles or they have to go to a well or they have to go and fetch that water. Sometimes they have to stand in big, big queues. Even in this country, if you ask the pedal jamaats, they will give you kargozaris of the villages. Where people sometimes 3, 4, 5 hours have to stand with a little bucket or a few buckets and wait for water. Allah Ta'ala has made this so easy in our houses, we have it there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ, Allah is going to question us with regards to the ni'mats and bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made accessible to us. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala who says that on one occasion he came upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting this verse of the Qur'an, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ, that Allah ta'ala says, we will question you on that day with regards to the ni'mats and bounties which we gave you. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time he mentioned which are the ni'mats particularly which Allah will question you about. Al-amnu wa-siha. One is your health and the other is aman. In other words, peace, security. What a great ni'mat this is. To have security, to be protected, to not fear for your life at any given moment. And the other ni'mat, as we mentioned, as-siha, is the health which Allah gave. Another riwayat, it is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read these verses of the Qur'an, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ, and then he mentioned which are the ni'mats and bounties, شِبْعُ الْبُطُونَ وَبَارِدُ الشَّرَابِ وَظِلَالُ الْمَسَاكِنِ وَإِعْتِدَالُ الْخَلْقِ وَلَذَّةُ النَّوْمِ. Allahu Akbar. Things which we take for granted. We sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Allah Ta'ala is going to question you with regards to this. One is the fact that Allah gave you stomach full food to eat. Allah gave you cold water. Allah Ta'ala gave you a roof over your head. اِعْتِدَالُ الْخَلْقِ, Allah Ta'ala created you in such a beautiful form and such proportion there is in your creation. And لَذَّةُ النَّوْمِ, the fact that you have the ecstasy of being able to sleep. This itself is such a great ni'mat and bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another narration it is mentioned, يَقُولُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلُ, Allah Ta'ala will say on that day, يَبْنَ آدَمْ حَمَلْتُكَ عَلَى الْخَيْلِ وَالْإِبِلِ وَزَوَّجْتُكَ النِّسَاءَ وَجَعَلْتُكَ تَرْتَعُ وَتَرْأَسْ فَإِنَ شُكْرُ ذَلِكَ, Allah Ta'ala will say to you on that day that I gave you conveyance, a means upon horses and camels to ride. Obviously that refers to a different period of time. Today it will be the car or whatever conveyance Allah Ta'ala has given us. And Allah will say, I gave you partners whom you married, I gave you spouses, and I gave you the ni'mat of being able to graze upon the land. I gave you the ni'mat of fruits, the various animals which are slaughtered every day for our dastarkhan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after enumerating all these ni'mats and bounties, Allah ta'ala will say, فَأَيْنَ شُكْرُ ذَلِكَ, where is the shukr of this? Where is your gratitude? How much did you acknowledge of the ni'mats and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The next verse of the Qur'an, which is the last verse which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought in the introduction of this particular chapter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Isra, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعَاجِلَ عَجَّلْنَا لَهُ فِيهَا مَا نَشَاءُ, those who will make as their objective in this life the acquisition of the desires and pleasures of this world. Man kana yuridu al-ajila. In other words, akhirat is not in front of them, dunya is in front of them. This is their purpose and their objective. Man kana yuridu al-ajila. Then what will we do? Allah says that if you made this your goal, if you made the dunya your goal, the temporary pleasures of this world and its desires, this is your goal, then what will we do? Allah Ta'ala says, ajjalna lahu fiha. We shall give it to you. We shall speedily grant, but ma nasha'u liman nurid. We will speedily grant whatever we will for whomever we will. It doesn't mean that if you make dunya your objective, your risk is going to increase. No. Your risk, what you are going to get of this world, your portion of this world is already decreed. This is our iman. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one hadith, normally in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find this expression, sahaba say, I heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying this. I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam observed this, and then he corrected us, or he said this. But very rarely we find this type of expression in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the subject matter was so critical, so important, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna Jibreel nafatha fi raw'i. He said, Jibreel came and blew this into my soul. Jibreel came and blew this into my soul. What did he blow into my soul? Anna nafsa lan tamuta hatta tastakmila rizqa. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jibreel came and blew this reality, this conviction, this firm belief, this absolute fact which you can never ever run away from or deny, that none of you can die until he does not finish his risk and sustenance which Allah has decreed for him. When did Allah decree this? كَتَبَ اللَّهُ مَقَادِيرَ الْخَلَائِقِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَخْلُقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بِخَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. Rasulullah s.a.w. said 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth, Allah has decreed what you are going to get in this world. Your portion is already decreed. رُفِيَةِ الْأَقْلَامُ وَجَفَّةِ الصُّحُفِ. The pens are lifted and the pages are dry. This will not change. This will not change. So why the baghdor? Why chase after this dunya? You're not going to get one penny more than that which Allah has decreed. So Allah Ta'ala, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you make this world your objective, whether akhirat is your objective or dunya is your objective, dunya will not increase. But if you make dunya your objective, you hanker after it, your day and night is behind this dunya, then Allah Ta'ala says, we will give you dunya, but then too you won't get more than that which was decreed. Ma nasha'u liman nurid. For who?